Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This is this. He not only chose you, but he ordained you. Well, we want to be ordained, don't we? But he's already ordained us. He's already set you aside and equipped you to do what? That you should go and bring forth fruit. Amen. And that your fruit, what? Should remain. It's going to be good fruit. That whatsoever, oh, this is the good part. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Good Lord Almighty. I want to break this down to you because I think we often get confused here. Don't miss it. We often confuse the fruits of the Spirit that Galatians chapter 5 talks about as opposed to the fruit of a Christian. Those are totally different. Now, make no mistake about it, the fruit of the Spirit must be in you before you can get fruits of a Christian. Okay, the fruits of the Spirit must be in you, because once you receive the Holy Spirit, those fruits manifest themselves out to produce more fruit. Remember, he said that they say that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. So if those fruits are in you, they're going to come out, people are going to gravitate to you, and then you're going to say, it's all about Jesus. So then you'll be producing much fruit. But remember, if Jesus chose you, that's amazing. He plucked you out for a purpose. If he plucked you out, guess what? He wants you to do something. It's just like the parable that we read before, some time ago, about he gave these talents to all three people, right? He gave one, he gave one, two, and one, ten, I think, or five, something like that. But what it is, when he came back for reckoning, he went with each one and said, hey, what do you got? One said, hey, I had five. I doubled it. So I gave you ten. One had two. He doubled it. Or did I get that wrong? I might get the numbers wrong. But you see that there's a doubling. But then the one that he gave one, he said, oh, I was afraid and I hid it. He said, at the least you could have done was gave it to the money exchangers that it will give me fruit. God wants you to produce. God wants you to produce. And we produce fruit by this. This is how we produce fruit. We produce fruit by abiding in the vine. John chapter 15 verse 5 says this. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So if you see what's going on here, we see he first tells us that we need to bring forth fruit. We bring forth fruit by having the fruit of the Spirit in us, and then that produces the manifestation of the Spirit comes out and we produce fruit. But then he says when we abide in him, we produce much fruit. Remember, the Bible tells us that when he sees us producing fruit, singular there, he purges us. And what does that purge? Anybody do gardening? What does that do? Why do you purge something? That it'll grow more. So man, he's going to squeeze all of it out of you. He wants more. You know, there's a little saying that says, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is blessed. Not best, but blessed. When God blesses it, you're going to produce abundantly. You're going to produce abundantly. So, wow, this fruit that Jesus was talking about was a believer. And we see that in John chapter 15, 16, he says, go bring forth fruit. I think that's the confusing part. A lot of people like to say, hey, you know, I don't have to go out and witness to people. But God gives a command to go. Yes, see, so that's why when I say you compare Galatians chapter 5 to the fruit of a Christian, we know that it's not the fruit of the Spirit, because that's the inside. We don't have to go anywhere to get that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.